Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman coming up in about 5 minutes. Mike Rivero is our guest. CoverlyHappened.com right now. Mike, let's jam in a few calls here. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time caller, and I just first wanted to thank you for waking me up. I've been asleep for a lot of years, and I just wanted to commend you for waking me up. I just wanted to talk about the segment that you had. I know it's kind of old and it's prior, but I wanted to talk about the segment you had with Tex Mars.
Yes.
When you guys were saying Bin Laden is dead, and I'm here, I continue to hear some of your callers and even you at times like refer to him as he is alive. Is he really dead?
I've had CFR people tell me, I've had high-level government folks tell me that he died right around 9/11.
Oh, okay. And I just have one more question for you.
Okay.
I know this is extremely old, but I love your opinions and I love your views on certain things. I got wind of it. Have you ever heard of the National Press Club? I'm pretty sure you have.
The National Press Club?
Yes.
Sure.
It was, and I watched an interview. I don't know what you think about this, but, pretty much talking about UFOs and they had high military people and doctors and even high-time lawyers on there giving their opinions, and this was back in 2001. I just wondered why something like so important like that, because they said that they wanted to reveal it to the American people. Why do you think that it just never really came out and really got through?
That's part, I believe, and not all the players in it are involved in the deception. They're useful idiots. That's part of a larger deception. There's a government program to introduce extraterrestrials to the public, to sell us that we're about to be visited. I'm not doubting there is another life in the universe, but everything the government's done has attempted to act like they're hiding something. Well, let's get Mike Rivero's take on that.
Well, if, you know, I'm in agreement with you, Alex. There's probably a lot of intelligent life out there. The cost to get here is prohibitive. I know that back during the 1950s, just to put a little historical perspective on this, the U.S. government actually found this isolated town out in New Mexico, and they staged an experiment where they basically took control of all the TV and telephone and radio going into this town, and it sort of did another version of War of the Worlds. Remember when Orson Welles did the Mercury Theater of the Air broadcast and scared everybody? Well, the U.S. government basically followed up, and they convinced this town aliens really had landed just to see what their reaction would be. And so this kind of presentation of a potential threat from outer space has been played with before. And I know a lot of people were speculating that because of all the suspicions surrounding 9/11 and all the suspicions voiced about new Spanish flu and bird flu and the rest of it, that if the U.S. government was going to try a new false flag to try and scare all of America to unite behind the government or possibly even a one-world government, was to fake an attack or a threat from outer space.
Yeah, that's right.
Civilization.
Some of that has been declassified that decades ago they were planning that, and it's definitely in the cards, folks, Mike.
Well, you know, what's oddly enough, in the original Outer Limits TV series back in the early 60s, late 50s, I don't even remember when it was, there was actually an episode where this group of government scientists got this volunteer, and they mutated him chemically and changed him into this alien life form, put him in a spaceship that they had custom built. They were going to have him land in Washington, D.C. and say, we're here to take over, and that this would unite the whole world under a global government. So this is an idea that's been around for a while, and, you know, desperate people plan desperate things. That's all I can say.
And we know they've done other hoaxes. Thank you for the call, Shane. Hey, Mike, I want to get you to pop in next week as we come in close to the election and then obviously in the post-election reportage. Thanks for coming on.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. More of your phone calls and a ton of news. Stay with me.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. Sunday on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, we'll be back. And I might show up with Ventura and do an hour or two of that show. But I know he'll do it if I want to, but we're probably going to still be out at Willie's and going to the event. So we got a best up lined up with the Willie Nelson interview this week and the Jesse Ventura interview and a little bit of other stuff. So right now, I'm just so busy today and tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead live on air and cut a end of the show promo here for everybody. Hey, folks, I hope that you have enjoyed this best of with Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic backyard amphitheater. I don't like that one. I'm going to start over. You know, whenever I'm live, I can do stuff a lot better. And then I'm live right now that I feel like I'm recording a tape, so then I have that built-in thing that I can screw up. And I can't screw up. You know why I screwed up? I was thinking about the... I was thinking about its full name. It's the Backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. So let me go ahead and just get this done. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today to this Best Of with Governor Jesse Ventura and, of course, Willie Nelson. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic Backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. I'm going to give a speech, so will Willie and Jesse Ventura. We'll take questions and answers from the crowd. And then Willie and the gang are going to play into the wee hours of the morning, and it's all going to be streamed live and free on the internet, thanks to Willie, starting at about 9:15 tonight at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, that's all thanks to Willie. That was his idea to do that. So a free show for those that can't be there at the event. It's a anti-war slash 9/11 truth part of the overall historic final performances at the backyard. They're moving on to an even bigger venue after close to three decades out there. So again, thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen. This transmission is now over, and I'll see you on the web for the free video cast of our speeches and Willie and the gang performing. So see you on the web. Take care. Is that okay? All right, we're done. Now, let's go to... You know what's happening? I keep doing shows now behind the scenes and radio during the breaks and the video, and I'm not knowing when radio's ending and when it's beginning, and it's all getting crazy. I see some quizzical looks going on in there. What's going on? Everything good? All right. Without further ado, let me reset, reassess, and launch. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com, with us. At one time, the largest gold and silver broker in the world, had the largest newsletter in the world. Then he retired, came back, I don't know, many years ago now with it. It's now one of the biggest again. He's one of the most sought-after radio interviews in talk radio for financial news and information. And for the rest of the hour, we are joined by Bob Chapman, with the markets down close to 400 points today. With panic setting in, I thought we would get Bob Chapman's analysis on that. Bob, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Look, here's my question out of the gates. I want to cover what's happening currently, but that's only, as you know, a small microcosm of the larger issue. Can you explain in layman's terms for the listeners how we're having hyper stagflation begin and what stagflation is going to mean in the future? Because people get confused. They go, well, they say it's a depression in the economy with markets contracting, jobs contracting, less things being purchased, commodities dropping, credit being cut off, liquidity being cut off, people liquidating in the markets to get cash to be able to cover other debts they have. That's a depression in Main Street and on the farm and in the industry and corporations. But for the small inner group of central banks who have announced they're setting up this new world government banking system and a trilateral money system, as you and others said they would do decades ago. So that's another issue entirely. So they are giving themselves tons of liquidity, capital, cash. They claim it's for the public, but really they now admit they're hoarding it all to themselves while cutting off money to the economy, which now even Business Week admits, to consolidate the world market so they can then suck it up and consolidate it. So how depression works with an overlay of hyperinflation, you know, how we can have inflation while in the short term we're seeing prices deflate because of the depressionary elements fitting in. People, I mean, it seems simple to me, but can you put it in layman's terms?
Well, we're having deflation and inflation at the same time. It's been going on in the United States for 4.5 years. During that period of time, they took the money supply, which used to be called M3, up to a plus 17%. Now it's running around 13.5% to 14%. It's come down a little bit. But at the same time, they're injecting piles of money into the economy. Now, what's happening is assets are losing value. Some of them are losing total value. The economy's slowing down. And in order to keep the economy from being devoured by deflation, they have come out and said that the U.S. taxpayer is going to supply trillions of dollars to keep that from happening. And so they're injecting all of this money, credit, into the system to neutralize the deflation. Now, we've had a hiatus here of a couple of months, and we'll probably get 3 or 4 more where prices are swinging down. And then all of a sudden, what's going to happen is that the money and credit being put into the economy is going to become monetized, And, of course, Bernanke says that can't happen, and he's not telling the truth. And so what happens is that inflation comes back only bigger and better. And the price of oil and the energy and the commodities and the gold and silver go back up again. And at the same time, what they're doing, they're keeping a very strong dollar, which shouldn't last too much longer. And they're essentially depressing all the markets in the world. Now, with the stock markets, they're trying to bring them down slowly. Right now, the Dow is 8311. The industrials are around 380. They want to bring it down, I think, to support, which it experienced in 2002 on the Dow, of 7286. When they get it there, when they get gold and silver and oil and everything else where they want it, they're going to run the markets back up again. And that's going to give the banks that much more liquidity, because they'll make a pile of money by pulling this on the public. And so in that time frame, what will also happen is that the money spigots at the banks and other kinds of lenders will start to open slowly. And then when they make all that money, they'll be able to lend it out. And this is what they intend to do to keep this going for two or three more years. Just like Paul Craig Roberts and I said earlier, they'll come back and try to do this again and again until the system collapses.
Now, you talk about them finally putting some liquidity out, but when I read in Business Week, and I was shocked they were telling the truth, that really a few central banks are getting even more power and control out of this. Financial Times of London has been repeating that lately, not just a few years ago again. I see a cold-blooded move where they just may keep credit liquidity shut down and just hoard it up for themselves and maybe accelerate the implosion faster so they can consolidate, because they now know there's no way to ever, you know, basically prop it up indefinitely.
A very possible situation. You're right. It could happen that way. But their history has been that they've always tried to delay and extend. Now, there's going to come a time within their time frame for world government that they're going to say, okay, this is it. This is the day. We're going to pull the plug on everything. And we don't know when that is. And that will happen. But if history is any guide, it's somewhere out there in a couple of years, or as long as they can extend it, or until it fits into the proper program perspective that they want to bring us all financially to our knees.
And that's their stated goal. For those that are tuning in and thinking, oh, these guys just, you know, that's their opinion, everybody's got one. This is stated, and exactly, the liberals all think NORTHCOM is about to declare martial law next week. No, they're just getting you acclimated, domesticated, trained, you know, accustomed to seeing, the troops and the police merging and the watch list and the secret arrest and the torture. And then, oh, a new president. They're admitting under Obama or McCain, everything's going to intensify. It's not going to abate. It's going to get worse. And so it's this slow, dark march into night, which they know is the sure path for total domination. But as you said, then finally, in the name of fixing this crisis, setting up open world government, open carbon tax purchases from the private intergroup of banks, open control over world markets and currencies by them under three subsections, American Union, the core, European Union, the core, Asian Union, the core, with seven subdirectorates. Everything you warned people about 20, 30 years ago, everything the Trilateral Commission said they do 30 years ago, everything that has been on record. But we're here now. What was it like for you, Bob, the last few weeks to see them just openly announce all this?
Well, I was shocked. And I was also shocked because in 49 years of being in and around business, and particularly gold and silver and hard money, I was really shocked the way they took gold down. They were aided by deleveraging, but quite frankly, I was caught totally off guard. And I think most everybody else was. I can only remember two newsletter writers that said something like this might happen. Other than that, there was nobody.
Stay there. Well, they really threw us a curveball. You know who did say it? Lindsey Williams. because he had that inside corporate source. Stay there. We'll talk about that.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308. 0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
I've been interviewing Bob Chapman, I don't know, it's like 2000. And I have never seen Bob be wrong. Now, he advertises when he's been wrong in his newsletter. That's why I say he's about 95% accurate. And you say you were blindsided. And that's the thing about the New World Order. They could release bird flu next week. They could have a fake alien landing next month. They could stage a new terror attack. Or they could fund a real terrorist group. Or they could sneak attack Russia. You know, we all woke up and they were sneaking attacking Russia through their Georgian proxy. I mean, you know, these guys are slick. I mean, that's why they're in control of the planet. And they can pull all sorts of stuff. Bob, continue.
Well, I think that people should be aware that there has been a split market in gold and silver. The physical market has been tremendously under pressure. There's virtually no inventory worldwide. There are some things that are for sale, numismatic coins. But, you know, you'll ask Ted Anderson, you know, getting inventory, getting product is not easy. At the same time, we've had gold come down like a bomb. I talked to a gold trader in Paris a few days ago, and he told me that the U.S. was selling gold via Israel. And then I was told by another dealer that the delivery that they're making is coming, you know, against their sale contracts that they've made, is coming from other nations in the form of coin melt. Now, the only entity in the world that I know of that has coin melt is the United States government from the 1930s. And so what they did is they swapped coin melt, which is not good delivery, for good delivery previously over the last 9 months.
Okay, explain all these terms, people that don't know. Coin melt, good delivery. I mean, bottom line,
well,
this is
melt,
a totally rigged market.
I don't know what the percentage is, but we'll say it's about 90 to 92% because there's other alloys in there that give coins hardness. Good delivery varies from where you're going to get it from. It could be 99.5, 99.9, or 100%. It all depends. That's good delivery, generally speaking.
Yeah, they're selling mass-melted gold that they confiscated in the 30s and then somehow pushing that out on the gold bar market.
That's correct. It has to be re-refined. But they had to have done this before. In other words, made the swaps with people who had good delivery and took that into the market before, good delivery before, so that people wouldn't know what they were doing. Now, the people who took this gold and gave good delivery, let's say Germany, is sitting with a bunch of gold that's not good delivery, but has to now be delivered. So what they're doing is going to get exposed. They were the seller. There were other sellers too. I don't know who they were, but I know that the U.S. was a big seller. And they took it
but
down.
Can't
and
they look at those? I mean, didn't Germany look at those gold bars? You can tell by the color if it's 99999 or if it's coin melt.
Yeah, but they were told up front.
So
they accommodated the U.S. government, and there were others who did the same thing.
Now let's explain. We're not saying coins are bad. It's just two different things. Like if you have a Krugerrand, it's over an ounce total weight. It just is guaranteed to have an ounce of gold, or a Mexican peso. Or you know, a maple leaf or anything else. A coin adds some other alloy because pure gold is so soft. Okay, so coins have, in fact, you know, per coin more value than actually something that's been melted down and totally pure. It's just that to sell it in these big bank transfers they have country to country, you know, in the giant paper markets. I'm trying to simplify this, Bob. Correct me if I'm wrong. They sold a bunch of bars. Or are you saying it was just giant buckets of coin?
No, I think they were probably bars. And they were just the product of coin melt.
So the U.S. is dumping massive reserves on the market to try to drive it down.
That's the bottom line. And, of course, they were aided by the liquidation, which is being caused by deleveraging by pension and profit-sharing plans, other speculators, and particularly hedge funds. I mean, I've never seen them throw the baby out with the bathwater like this. It wasn't only gold and silver. It was all a commodity.
Oil. Yeah, no,
and
I mean, they went
the
they
market
were crazy.
As well, I mean, everybody got hit here except the dollar.
Well, and really the dollar hasn't gained. All the other currencies are dropping.
That's right.
So it's unified, strategic, controlled worldwide inflation while they blow out the bottom in the real economy commodities. I mean, this is being done with precision. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take 1 teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure, your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, Bob, I've just studied the basics of economics, and if they're printing money like it's going out of style, and then trying to send it overseas while causing a worldwide depression in the real economy, I mean, it's the perfect storm. Have we ever seen depression overlaid with hyperinflation, and what will that look like? Or, I mean, break down the basics. Well, I mean, let's finish up with this big gold racket, and it's like holding a beach ball underwater. What happens when it finally explodes? Or can they just forever have us live in a la-la land world where gold's really $150 more than what they say and no one can get it and the mint's all shut down? And then they say a gold is worth nothing. Gold is worth 5 cents, but you can't find it. I mean, supply and demand, all of this, we're just in a total delusion world now? What's happening?
Well, I think if you look at the futures market, where the problem really lies with the manipulation by the United States government is very strong, you'll see that an awful lot more people are starting to take delivery of both gold and silver. And that's got the exchanges jumping up and down because they don't want to lose their inventory of gold and silver that they have on hand. And so that's what's going on, and people are then re-refining the large bars into smaller bars, or having them made into coins if they want. And so this is a process that is beginning, and I think that will continue.
Now, what I've been told, and then continue, but I've got so many questions, that the reason the U.S. Mint, the Canadian Mint, the German, a bunch of others, the Russian, are saying for the foreseeable future, no more Buffaloes, no more Eagles, no more Maple Leafs, no more this and that, because under those federal laws in those countries, they're only allowed to buy gold, so there's no chicanery at what spot is, and they buy ahead for their inventory, and that the physical amounts being actually put into market versus fake paper are so small they can't. Well, the Krugerrand plant shut down, the Krugerrand mint, and they're sitting on top of the biggest gold reserve in the world where you live down there in South Africa. So, I mean, how long can I mean, specifically speak to that. I mean, the mints are saying we're shut down because we can't get gold. Meanwhile, gold's dropping. I mean, that shows we're in a rigged system.
That's right. And, you know, even Mexico, which is the biggest producer of silver in the world, they make a thing called the Libertad. And they stop production. And between now and the end of the year, there's going to be 60,000 available, and that's the end of it. And they stop production of the gold coin, which is called the Centenario. And so these things don't happen by chance. There is no such thing as coincidence. This was managed from Washington, and Washington has said, look, we don't want gold or silver coins or bars in people's hands. We want them to stay in their currencies, so let's not make it available. So then a run started in Europe, and you see the result of it today in the physical market.
That's right, because the markets start plunging. But in this hall of mirrors, what other curveballs do you think they could throw us?
Well, I think unless France and Germany and Italy want to start selling gold, because Russia and China have been buyers among others, unless they're willing to be sellers, the U.S. should soon be out of gold, because I would assume, and this is only logic speaking, that they probably got rid of all their good delivery gold and are now only using coin melt because that's all they got left. It's a guess, but they may be coming to the end of their supply and inventory to sell. And if that is the case, then it would be incumbent upon other large gold holders, such as Germany, Italy, and France, to sell theirs in behalf of the U.S. to keep the price down. The Germans won't do it. The French will do it. The Italians have already, I think, leased most of their gold so forward, so they may not be a factor. So you really get two countries with gold, France and Germany, and I don't think Germany would be a seller. And so with that, it would have to pass the Bundestag, and I don't think that's going to happen. And so France could only be the seller, and France has been a seller for the last year.
Yeah, that's where Jim Anderson's
gold agreement.
I mean, you know, and I don't want to mention the competition, but I go and look. Most of the other gold brokers are saying we're out. We don't have any. You can only buy one coin at a time from us. Ted is still able to get it, and that's where he's getting a lot of it. In fact, most of it is France.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you get so many roosters. Cock-a-doodle-doo. But anyway, that's right. I mean, I talked to somebody in Buenos Aires yesterday, and he said, we haven't had silver for 6 months. Now we don't have any gold or gold coins. And they were getting them through Montevideo over in Uruguay across the River Plate, and they were getting them from Switzerland. And I don't know whether the Swiss shut them off or the U.S. government shut Uruguay off. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there that we don't know about.
Explain to people why it's so important to the globalists to not have people holding gold and silver and to try to destroy the market right when it was going mega bull.
Because gold is the only real money in the world. And both gold and silver normally go up in inflationary environments. Usually platinum and would as well. But we have a very, very unique situation here that affects platinum and palladium, and that is that the vehicle production throughout the entire world is dropping like a stone, and that's the major usage of those industrial metals. And so to have the platinum come down from $4,000 to $766 this morning over the last 2 to 3 months is not abnormal. That doesn't apply to silver and gold.
Really, to put it in layman's terms, we have a global price fixing, global price controls. And that always, when we have price controls of oil or food, here in the 70s, you get shortages, or in Russia, they got shortages. So we're just, it's classic price controls.
That's right. And if you remember the price controls, if you're old enough, in the 1970s, and I know Alex is not because he's a younger man, but what happened was that Richard Nixon put them on, and the minute they took them off, it was like a geyser. And it's the same in any economy. You put controls on, a minute you have to take them off eventually, it's bongo. It goes right up in the air, and of course the prices go from perhaps they had a price cap on bread at $2 a loaf, to use it hypothetically, and they held it there for 2 years, and then they took it off, and gold went to bread went to $4 a loaf, and that's what happens.
Well, I mean,
all they're doing is buying time.
What was gold in 75 from then when it went up to in 1980 to 800?
75, we were trading probably around $300 an ounce. Now I'm guessing. I've been in this a long time, and I got a good memory, but I know that silver made a run up to 250 and then backed off again to about a dollar in that general time frame. But after that, it was over. They started both moving up. And as you know, in 1980, gold went to $850 an ounce. And silver, with the help of the Hunt brothers, went to $50 approximately. And, the Hunts were going to take delivery.
Well, when you talk about bongo, when they stop price fixing gold and silver, when should people dump it? When it bounces? I know this is a guesstimation, dead reckoning, but when is bongo? Because it'll go up and then fall, not back to where it was, but down. So what will be the top when it really goes bongo versus where it settles out?
Well, you have to look at all the money being shoved into the markets of the world by all of the central banks. And when you have a situation where money is available, and we don't have this credit restriction we have now, and inflation starts to roar because of it, then you're going to come to some impasse. And that impasse is when companies, speculators, governments no longer want to borrow money. And when that happens, deflation will take over. And that's what Paul Craig Roberts talks about. We're 2 or 3 years away, because this is an evolutionary process. We don't know when people are going to finally say, I don't want to do that anymore. And then the game is over. So that's the signs that you look for. I usually tell people the best way to find out is subscribe to the publication, and when it happens, I'll let you know.
Well, Bob, here's the big question, and we're going to take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. The banks are hoarding capital. They're putting, as you know, $500 billion a week out of the window at the Fed, hundreds of billions a week in the, quote, bailout, which is in the trillions now. Ron Paul says it's upwards, going to be over $5 trillion, just as Bloomberg reported a month ago. The longer they keep the currency, the liquidity, the credit cut off the world real economy, the faster the real market's going to die. And so if they continue to hoard the cash, we know then what that means. While they're helicoptering it, only into their own areas and not into the public, that is going to really debase things even faster. So we'll know very soon on whether they intend to just totally destroy everything or whether they try to keep the bubble going. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and it's one way or the other. And I think Paul Craig Roberts and I are right, and I hope that you're wrong.
Well, I mean, anyway, I'm not saying, Bob, that's what's going to happen. I'm saying...
No, I'm guessing, too.
I'm not even guessing that that's what's going to happen. I'm asking the question because it appears what they're doing is cutting off all the liquidity to cause a depression, so they're all flush with cash so they can buy everything up now sooner rather than later.
Well, that's where the criminal mind comes in. In order to understand these people, you must think like a criminal. Now,
the natural thing
for them to do would be to make more money. And so what they'll do is get the markets down, they'll load up, and they'll take the markets back up again. That's what they'll do. And that'll prolong the system.
Now, to explain that, the market goes down, they buy in, and then
And then all of a sudden, wondrously, on all the media, the banks have loosened up. The credit's going to be available. No more 20% or 10% down, only 5%. And you don't have to have a 700 FOIC. You can have a 650. And everything's going to be hunky-dory. And you'll see it everywhere. They'll trot out that Warren Buffett, the propagandist for the United States government, and he'll tell you the wonders of what's going to happen, and the market will run 2,000 or 3,000 points, and they'll be out and left you hanging.
Absolutely. So they buy it up cheap, run it up, sell it to all the schmucks. They take the capital, put it into the things they know are going to be safe, and then they finally completely pull the plug.
That's right. Well, they may not do that unless it's in their timing scheme. They may extend things. We don't know that until we get there. That's why this is such a dangerous time for somebody like me to be a prognosticator, because it's so easy to be wrong, and we've just seen it.
Well, bottom line, we know this. They are hyperinflating the currency, and that is going to, in every case, wreck this economy. Look at Argentina, where the very same bankers did the exact same thing with the only first world nation in South America. And now here they are 8 years later after an 8-year depression. It's now deepening Argentina to raise pension funds, to raid pension funds in desperate search for cash. And this came out today. The credit crisis would be about to calm in the biggest victim so far. The credit crisis would be about to claim its biggest victim so far. And then it talks about the president there. They're going to raid everybody's pension funds now.
That's correct. And maybe other nations might do the same thing. I thought it was very interesting that this year that CalPERS and California Teachers, two biggest pension funds in the country, were off 25%. And for just this last quarter, they were both off 20%. Now, if this continues, which it probably will, you know, over a longer period of time, say for the next 5 quarters until the end of 2009, if we see the Dow down at 7268 or 5,000 or wherever it's going, then they'll probably end up losing half or more of their money. Now, how are they going to pay out?
What's going to happen as it becomes more and more obvious that the bailout was to foreign international offshore institutions and nothing's being done? I mean, if they're going to inflate the currency, might as well inflate it and give it to the people. That at least builds something in the real economy. But instead, it's clear the people that engineered all this are hogging all the cash for themselves and building up a war chest to attack us further. That is a recipe for rioting.
No, I'm going to call in Robespierre.
Okay.
Much simpler.
And explain that to
me. Let them roll.
And by let them roll, what do you mean?
Well, he was the fellow in the French Revolution.
Sure.
Led the people to the gallows so that they could have their heads cut off.
Yes. You think that's going to happen?
Without question, and they know it, too. The communications being what they are today, this is not 1970. It's not 1380. Believe me, people are exposed to information they've never been exposed to before. I would say out of the total adult population, 50% know something wrong is going on. In 1970, perhaps 15% knew. And they're going to be really, really mad when Their house is taken away. Their cars. Their job. What are they going to do? They've got children. There's going to be rioting. It's going to be nasty. And the people who are in charge, they know that.
What do you think about the election, the two candidates?
They're both dreadful. It goes beyond description. But I do think that Mr. Obama could be disqualified before the election and maybe after the election because he's not an American citizen. And that would create great consternation socially throughout America. Maybe even turn into some nasty episodes. So that's something that we might have to look forward to. You're very well aware, I'm sure, of the lawsuit that's been filed in Pennsylvania by Mr. Burke.
Stay there, Bob. Brian, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, your calls straight ahead for the rest of the broadcast on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Bob Chapman's going to be with us to the bottom of the next hour, taking your phone calls. And I've got a bunch of technological control grid news I've been wanting to get to the last few days. So stay with us for that. Shane in New York, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, others. Shane, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Shane. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to thank you again for letting me be on your radio show back in March with my dad. But
What was that case?
Concerning my passport and the Liberty Dollar situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for letting me be on your show. And I think very highly of you, and I just pray to God there was more people like you. I just can't thank you enough for you being out there. It's awesome.
Well, there are a lot of people like us. You're one of them. I mean, we're the people that want freedom.
Alex, I give out DVDs everywhere I go. I give out your information everywhere I go. I give it to, you know, store managers and gas stations. And everywhere I go, I give stuff out 24/7. So I want to let you know I'm doing everything I can. But what are the chances of getting Bernanke and Paulson on your radio show?
I mean, they might do one or two media appearances a week. It's all very scripted, very controlled. I mean, just the White House press conferences, they may let 30, 40 people in. If you ever ask a serious question, you're never in there again. Unless you're, you know, a few little token people they have, you know, old-time reporters, and still that's within the controlled system. But Ron Paul on the banking committee, he's able once a month or so to ask really serious questions. And I know Bernanke really does dread having to put up with that. You know, I've called for them to be arrested. So has Ron Paul. So I don't know if they'll be coming on my show anytime soon. Speaking of arrest, they've committed a lot of crimes, Bob Chapman. Ron Paul's listed some. What are some of the crimes that they can be arrested for?
Who, Bernanke?
Yeah, and Paulson and the rest of them.
Well, the Federal Reserve is private. It's an act of Congress. I don't know what they're doing within the Federal Reserve that's illegal because we can't find out. It's just like, and the Treasury has a subsidiary called the Exchange Stabilization Fund. We know that they're using that fund to funnel gold through to bomb the market with. But we can't prove it because we can't access it. And how much money does the Exchange Stabilization Fund have? I think they report once a year.
Well, Bob,
maybe
on its...
$600 billion. We don't know what they do with it.
But, Bob, on its face, you've got almost everybody running the scam, handing out the trillions in the banker takeover bill, is Goldman Sachs. They have meetings with the bankers and hand out hundreds of billions secretly and tell the public you can't see it. That violates all sorts of disclosure laws through the Treasury right there. I mean, insider trading, the list goes on and on.
That's true. And did you see the piece that came up in the House yesterday that was redacted to death?
Yeah, the Huffington Post reported on that. And tell folks about that.
Well, they had a proposal to have Mellon Bank manage some funds or whatever they were doing. And what they were getting paid for doing that was redacted. And the committee chairman said, you know, this is like the CIA. I mean, why don't they want to tell us? And then they bought on Bill Seidman, who ran the RTC back in the 1980s, which was the agency that took care of the failure of savings and loans and wrapped it all up and fixed it up. But they announced, Bill says, look, everything we did, we announced it immediately. Everything was open. You know, everything was truthful.
Yeah,
and
he
stopped himself, you know. And he says, you can't do this. You're losing even more confidence than you have already. And then the committee, Waxman, said the same thing.
Stay there. Thanks for the call, Shane, Jay, Tony, Princetta, Melissa, everybody. Your calls are coming up. But this is so big, so criminal, we don't even have words to describe it. They're just handing out secret money, whoever they want. Total criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.